Annabelle looked around the dollhouse nursery, feeling restless. "Bobby," she said to her brother, "let's play tag." Bobby doll was propped up in a corner by the stairway landing in the dollhouse. That was where Kate Palmer had left him before school that morning. "Do you think that's safe, Annabelle?" asked Bobby. "The captain is right outside." Annabelle didn't have a chance to answer his question. "No, it's not safe," Mama doll called from downstairs. Mama was standing on her head next to the piano, which was where Kate had left her that morning. It was a most uncomfortable position. "If you move around now, Kate might come home and see you, and Bobby's right, the captain is just outside." Annabelle looked out the side window of the dollhouse and saw the round yellow eye of a cat staring back at her. She sighed. Why couldn't the captain take a nap? Annabelle flopped on her bed. She tried to remember where Kate had left her that morning. It had been somewhere in the nursery. On her bed? Sitting on the floor playing with baby Betsy? Calling to Nanny from the doorway? Annabelle got to her feet again and peered through the window. The captain was still standing on the shelf on which the dollhouse sat, staring in at the dolls. When he saw Annabelle, he licked his lips. Annabelle stuck her tongue out at him. "Scat!" she called in her tiny doll voice.
"Annabelle, hush!" said Nanny.
Annabelle couldn't see Nanny, but she pushed herself away from the window anyway.
"This is so boring," she exclaimed. "My life is so boring."
No one answered her.
"Kate won't be home from school for ages," she went on.
Silence. "I am going to die from boredom," thought Annabelle. She flopped on her bed again.
"Mama, can I ask you a question?" she called out.
"Is it a quick question?"
"I want to know how Auntie Sarah is related to us. Is she your sister or is she Papa's? Or is Uncle Doll your brother and..."
"Annabelle, that is not a quick question," called Papa Doll from somewhere. And at that moment, Annabelle heard the Palmer's front door slam, heard Kate shout, "I'm home!" heard feet clattering on the stairs. The feet were somewhere near the top of the staircase when Annabelle remembered just where Kate had left her that morning. In a flash, Annabelle scooted across the nursery and landed on Bobby's bed. By the time Kate ran into her room, Annabelle was propped against the headboard, her legs sticking out in front of her, her painted eyes staring ahead. For the next 3 hours, while Kate did her third grade homework, telephoned her friend Rachel, and tried to keep her little sister Nora out of her room, Annabelle sat on Bobby's bed and thought about her secret. Her secret was wonderful, and it was the only thing that prevented Annabelle from actually dying of boredom. Annabelle recalled the moment when she had made her discovery. It had been during a night when Kate had closed the front of the dollhouse before she had gone to bed. She rarely did this, and when she did, Annabelle was delighted. It meant the dolls had plenty of privacy during their night time, the time when the humans slept and the doll family could move about their house. They could be a teeny bit less quiet, a teeny bit more free. Even the captain, who usually snoozed at the end of Kate's bed, couldn't harm them. And since they would have more freedom than usual on that night, Mama Doll had said, "How about a sing-along and then free time?"
"Yes,"
Annabelle had cried. Sing-alongs were always fun, and free time meant time when the dolls could go anywhere in their house and do anything they wanted to do within reason.
"Remember," Papa often said, "never do anything you can't undo by the time Kate wakes up in the morning."
The dolls had gathered around the piano in the parlour. Uncle Doll propped two songbooks in front of him. One was a book of hymns. It had come from England 100 years earlier with the dolls and the house and the furniture. The other book had been purchased by Mrs. Palmer, Kate's mother, when she was a young girl, and the dollhouse had been hers. On the cover of the book was a rainbow. Written across the yellow band of the rainbow were the words, "Great Hits of the 60s.
"Let's sing Natural Woman,"
Annabelle had suggested.
"Yuck,"
said Bobby.
"Okay, then." Respect, said Annabel.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T, sang Bobby.
Sock it to me, sock it to me, sock it to me, sock it to me, Annabel chimed in.
How about a quieter song, suggested Nanny.